A brief statement released midday Monday by the Vatican Press Office announced that the Secretary of State was recalling Nuncio Archbishop Giuseppe Leanza from Dublin for consultations in the wake of the publication of the government-commissioned report into allegations of abuse of minors by clergy of the Diocese of Cloyne. In particular, the statement mentioned reactions to the Cloyne report, an issue later developed by Deputy Director of the Vatican Press Office, Father Ciro Benedettini, who said the recalling of a nuncio is a measure rarely used by the Holy See and as such denotes the seriousness of the situation in Ireland. Father Benedettini said this points to the Holy See's desire to deal with the situation in the country with objectivity and determination. However, he also spoke of a certain note of surprise and regret regarding some excessive reactions. The Cloyne report was published on July 13th last. It revealed that the church authorities in the diocese, which is situated in Cork, Southern Ireland, had failed to report allegations of abuse revealed to them between 1996 and 2009, both to the Bishop's National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Church or civil authorities. The report also referred to a 1997 letter from the Vatican's Congregation for Clergy to the then-Papal Nuncio in Ireland. This letter has drawn sharp criticism from some because they claim it overrode the Irish Bishop's 1996 policy document, Child Sexual Abuse Framework for a Church Response. On Tuesday, July 19th, the eve of a parliamentary debate on the report, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi issued a personal statement addressing, among other criticisms moved against the Vatican, the issue of the letter. In it, he said that the Vatican's critical observations were legitimate and reflected concern that Irish policies and sanctions against abusers would be in vain if they were ultimately found to be in contradiction with church law. He also pointed to the many provisions put in place by the Vatican since then to combat all forms of abuse against children in the church. On Wednesday, July 20th, in an unprecedented move, the Irish government unanimously passed a motion deploring the Vatican for, quote, undermining child protection frameworks in the country. For his part, Father Benedettini reiterated that Archbishop Leanza was being recalled so that the Vatican Secretary of State can hear from those working on the ground in order to prepare the Holy See's official response to the Irish government. The recalling of the nuncio, he concluded, should be interpreted in line with the Holy See's desire for a serious and effective cooperation. I'm Emer McCarthy.